Hello and welcome to the Daddy Blog, the video weblog of one idiot stumbling through fatherhood. I am Nate Chapel, and I am that idiot. But I go by another name. Around here, I am also known as the Nap Lord, sender of slumber and steward of sleep, lullaby and good night. Look, I love my children dearly and with all of my heart, and I love them most when they're asleep. I guess because I know where they are, and they're safe, and they don't need anything from me, and they can't put anything in their mouths, and that is my current definition of peace. I mean, especially now that I'm so good at being able to tell on the grainy baby monitor when they're breathing. By the way, so far, it's been every time. I'm like a forensic investigator with that thing. Look closely at the edge of the elephant on her pajamas. See how it moves one pixel? And boy, Wes can really fight a nap, too. We've had our biggest standoffs around naps. You can throw gravel at me, and I'm pretty cool, but I need this nap kit. I've got dishes to do. She used to just lay in her crib sometimes, talking to herself and singing for like an hour or two. And although she may as well have been asleep for as far as it affected me, it drove me absolutely insane. And it is a little insane, right? I mean, by this point, she could already get out of her crib, a fact that we all knew and did not speak about. And she either decided to stay in the crib, or she forgot. Either way, is that normal? Seriously, please tell me, is that normal? I think there should be a website called ismybabynormal.com, as that was basically the theme of all of my Google searches in the first 6 months of Wes's life. I mean, what the hell did people do before Google? I guess their moms just had to tell them. I can't call my mom to ask her everything every time I have a problem. I am a 45-year-old man. That means she was last a mother of a baby 45 years ago. She's not going to remember that shit. There's stuff I don't remember from when I did it 2 years ago. Hell, I called Adrian Aiden for a week. I'm not sure how that fits into this, but it's true. And plus, everything's different now. When I was a baby, they literally gave us lead candy and concussions instead of milk. I mean, no wonder everything's so messed up. I know this sounds weird, but I think there should be some sort of service where you could just watch other kids, your own kids' age, and their parents interact. But, like, you're not there, like, maybe behind a one-way mirror. Or wait, two-way mirror? Is that what you call it? That makes it sound like it's a mirror on both sides, like we'd both be looking at ourselves. Huh, maybe that's just what we need. Anyways, it'd be nice to see how my kid stacks up, because I know she's weird. Like, she's currently obsessed with making Viv draw sad and messy Santas. Two separate things. This is an important point. Please do not combine these two Santas. But I get the feeling all kids are fucking weirdos, and so I want to silently watch them and their families from behind a two-way mirror to prove it. I don't know, saying it out loud kind of makes me sound like the weirdo. I wonder if somebody's watching me. Adrian and I spent most of the week just smiling at each other. That's kind of the bulk of our relationship at the moment. That and him yelling at me that he's hungry, then mad I'm offering him his milk, then plowing 5 ounces and passing out. He actually reminds me of myself in my 20s. I mean, except he pukes less. He loves being smiled at, but for some reason when he looks at you, he looks sort of up, kind of past the top of your head. It's a little unnerving, actually. Like, is someone right behind me and slightly taller than me? It's like, hey, pal, my smile's down here. So you really have to smile with your eyes, you know, like Tyra taught us. Smize. Other than that, I'd say I spend 40% of my time on dishes and 85% of my time on laundry. So that's, well, that's too many percents. I was stoked because we got these new smart washer and dryer, and it's not like I expected them to be smart enough to fold my laundry or anything, but it just lets me start it from the phone. Who gives a shit? I thought maybe at least I could get some tips from it, like maybe it would have a message scrolling across the LED screen that says, hey, dipshit, maybe you should fold the laundry as you go instead of amassing 9 loads and then complaining about it. Okay, Hotshot, maybe you're not so smart. The reason I do it that way is so that I can make sure I have enough laundry to fold to get me through a full season of Survivor. Plus, it gives me extra time throughout the week to search desperately for the other half of whatever pajamas I have the other half of. And it gives me something to complain about. And actually, it seems like I've got enough stuff to complain about for one daddy blog entry. I am your blog dad, reminding all you daddies out there that even though the world is a scary place, things are going to get worse once the robots rise. Good luck!